From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium emerges with police officials standing guard. Schools in about half of Brussels' metro system reopened Wednesday. It had been locked down after the Paris terrorist attacks last week. The city remains under the highest threat alert level due to what authorities have described as a serious and imminent threat of attack. Authorities said the emergency measures imposed Saturday, the closing of shops, schools, and subways, will be lifted Monday if conditions remain the same. U.S. President Barack Obama is telling Americans that he knows of no specific and credible intelligence indicating an attack on America over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Mr. Obama said Wednesday U.S. counterterrorism, military, intelligence, and law enforcement officials are continuing to monitor threats at home and abroad.
And while the threat of terrorism is a troubling reality of our age, we are both equipped to prevent attacks, and we are resilient in the face of those who would try to do us harm.
The president spoke after meeting with his national security team. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday, Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane, in his words, looks like a planned provocation. But he said Russia is not going to war with Turkey. Lavrov said the incident will make Russia reconsider its relationship with Turkey. Pope Francis has arrived in Kenya at the start of a tour of Africa. Besides Kenya, the pontiff also planned stops in Uganda and the Central African Republic. His schedule in Nairobi Wednesday includes meetings with President Uhuru Kenyatta and a group of diplomats at the State House. On Thursday, he is to hold an interfaith meeting at the Vatican's diplomatic mission in the Kenyan capital. This is VOA News. A U.S. military investigation concluded Wednesday that American and Afghan forces misidentified a target in Kunduz, Afghanistan last month. That mistake resulted in an aerial attack on a hospital that killed at least 31 people, mostly doctors and patients. The report said the crew of the U.S. AC-130 gunship had intended to hit a compound believed to have been seized by Taliban fighters in the northern Afghan city. But based on a physical description of the target provided by Afghan forces on the ground, the report said the crew instead fired shells at a hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's bombing of a bus carrying members of Tunisia's elite presidential guard. In a statement posted on social media Wednesday, Islamic State named the militant that carried out the attack. The bus was traveling in the center of the capital, Tunis. At least 12 people were killed. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has warned that ongoing violence in Israel and the West Bank could spin out of control. He made the statement after a trip to the region where he met with leaders of Israel and the Palestinians. Kerry said Wednesday, after flying to Boston, that the U.S. has been encouraging the two sides to take steps to reduce tensions and demonstrate a true commitment to a two-state solution. Since September, a wave of Palestinian stabbings, shootings, and car rammings have killed at least 19 Israelis and an American student. Many of the Palestinian attackers were killed by authorities. Ukraine has closed its airspace to all Russian planes and has stopped buying Russian natural gas after exporter Gazprom announced it would halt deliveries to the country. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said at a cabinet meeting Wednesday the government decided to ban all Russian flights from crossing Ukraine's airspace as an issue of the national security, as well as a response to Russia's aggressive actions. Last month, Ukraine banned all Russian airlines from landing in Ukraine, but Russian planes have been allowed to fly over the territory. The United Nations welcomed a peace agreement signed by two tribes in southern Libya and reiterated its calls for the approval of a national pact to end more than a year of political crisis in the country. Qatar brokered the agreement between the Tuareg and Tebu tribes in the town of Ubari. The state-run QNA news agency said it includes a permanent ceasefire and the return of displaced people to their homes. A joint statement between the two sides urged all Libyans to reconcile. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.